This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A man who shot and wounded two demonstrators during a protest on I-225 in Aurora in 2020 was convicted Thursday. Samuel Young was found guilty on 7 counts, including attempted manslaughter, second-degree assault, and 1 count of illegally discharging a firearm. The Denver Post reports the 24-year-old of Wheat Ridge fired 5 shots at a Jeep as it headed toward the crowd that demonstrated on the highway. 2 shots hit the back of the Jeep and 2 hit fellow protesters. The Jeep driver was not criminally charged. Denver Health, one of Colorado's biggest integrated health systems, is expanding services for addiction medicine. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
More than $3 million in new funding is coming to its Center for Addiction Medicine. The money is from federal funds, a grant from the Foundation for Opioid Response Efforts, and a large private gift. The center was established in 2019 in response to a growing epidemic of opioid use disorders and overall overdoses. Those increased 59% in Colorado since the COVID-19 pandemic began. Providers are integrated within school and community clinics, on ambulances, in jails, and throughout Denver Health's main medical campus. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Former Nuggets head coach George Karl has been elected to the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. In a tweet, Karl says it's the greatest honor of his career, and he's thrilled beyond words. He spent 9 seasons in Denver, leading the team from 2005 through 2013. Karl is ranked 6th all-time in number of wins as an NBA head coach. This is CPR News and KRCC. Right now, Colorado Springs is at 46 degrees, and Denver is at 41 with a high of 58.